think this is just scandalous. I mean, it's one thing after another where we have longer waiting times for each area of healthcare, and this is just another example. As part of that 476 people on the waiting list for occupational therapy across the county, 316 of them are waiting for more than a year. And this is directly linked to the number of vacancies that are currently in Donegal when it comes to OT posts. There's currently 11, with two more expected to become vacant before the end of April. So we have 13 vacancies in occupational therapy in Donegal. It's just completely unacceptable. There's no sense of urgency in the HSE about remedying this. And meanwhile, people are waiting for inordinate amounts of time for basic services under OT.
And this, you outlined, has a serious knock-on effect in terms of the care being provided, but there's so many different elements relating to occupational therapy assessments, say, relating to housing adaptation grants as well.
Absolutely. That's just one example of the knock-on effects, in addition to, you know, the fact that occupational therapy is designed to prevent people from falling in their homes, to help people get back home, to keep people at home who need mobility aids. And then people who are looking for the housing adaptation grants are actually in an impossible position because they're waiting for over a year in many instances to get that appointment for that necessary assessment to get that grant to make the modifications to their home to be able to stay there. Or they have to pay upwards of €350 for a private OT appointment to be eligible for that grant. So it's absolutely scandalous.